From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More decisions on the migrant crisis. The United States said Thursday it will accept 10,000 Syrian refugees in the coming year. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. has already accepted many refugees.
The fiscal year that will end at the end of this month, the United States is on track to take in about 1,500 Syrian refugees. The president has directed his team to scale up that number next year.
Meanwhile, the European Parliament overwhelmingly voted to support a call by European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker for country-by-country mandatory refugee quotas over the next 2 years. Rebels killed 56 Syrian soldiers in an assault on a government airbase in Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the soldiers were either killed during the capture of the base or afterward. The observatory said 40 soldiers were taken prisoner and dozens of others are missing. The U.S. Senate on Thursday failed to pass a Republican resolution that would have blocked the nuclear agreement between Iran and six other nations. 60 votes were needed to pass, but the measure to reject the accord got 58 votes in favor and 42 against. President Barack Obama now has the go-ahead to sign the agreement, but Republican House Speaker John Boehner said Thursday the fight to stop the agreement from taking effect will continue. The fossilized bones of 15 members of an ancient species believed related to humans have been discovered in a cave in South Africa. The hominid, described as a new species of human, has been named Homo naledi after the Rising Star Cave where the bones were found. This is VOA News.